The rose color vestments that the priest wears, the pink candles, the rose pink candles on our home and parish Advent wreath, and the pink bows all remind us that today is Gaudete Sunday, a time for rejoicing because Christ is near, a time to see through the eyes of faith the glory of God all around us. Born more than 700 years before Jesus, the prophet Isaiah made an effort to bring joy to Israel during a time when the Jews felt precious little cause for rejoicing. During the Assyrian exile, Isaiah was given a message by God, a message of comfort and restoration. God's people would be brought back to their land, to their homes, and would rebuild their temple. "Here is your God. He comes to save you," Isaiah proclaimed, to a people who had long since given up hope, thinking God had abandoned them to slavery and to a life of misery. Using the words vindication and recompense, Isaiah said that the Lord will offer them freedom and forgiveness to all those who believe in him. The prophet recounts all the great and mighty deeds that will be accompanying God's salvation. The broken will be made whole again, and the people who will see the glory of God in his holy works. This promise of fulfillment would help sustain Israel's faith during the darkest of times. Following this theme of the Lord's coming in glory, the letter of James advises patience until the coming of the Lord. The newly baptized Christians of that first century were anxiously anticipating Jesus' return as king. James uses the image of a farmer patiently tilling his soil to explain the need for a faith that actively awaits and pursues the coming of the kingdom of God. The farmer must do his part, but God must be relied upon to do his. In our gospel passage, John the Baptist is losing patience. He's been arrested and will soon be put to death. While he was in prison, John sends some of his disciples to Jesus to ask if he is the one who they have been waiting for, or should they look for someone else who will save them. Jesus allows his deeds to speak for themselves, recounting for John's disciples the many things that he has done, and how what he has done perfectly fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah from our first reading. Jesus is the face of God, allowing the blind to see the Father through him, the deaf to hear God's saving word through Jesus' own lips. The lame can walk with our Lord along the way of his cross. The lepers are untouchable no more as Jesus reaches out to them. The good news is preached, and the hope of the resurrection is strengthened. Jesus is the greatest gift of God his Father. It is his arrival as a baby and as a king that we await with Advent hope. As we await for him, let us pray that the Lord might take away our blindness, helping us to see the glory of God that is all around us, to see that indeed there is cause for rejoicing here. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.